Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's been weird. We've talked about these new rules that are coming to baseball, but baseball never officially announced it. Like the three-batter minimum was never officially announced. It has now been officially announced.
So it is written in stone now, right?
It is written in stone. And it's going to start on Thursday, March 12th during spring training. So I guess for the first few weeks of spring training, it won't be there. The rules say until the official baseball rules have been amended to require the starting or any relief pitcher to pitch up to a minimum of three batters, including the batter, then any at-bat or any substitute batter until such batters are put out or reach base or until the offensive team is put out. So obviously if you come in and get one out, you don't have to face three batters or a guy gets hurt. So
go run that by me again.
You have to face three batters.
But I mean, but if you come in to end the inning, you don't have to face.
That's it. Yes. Okay. If it ends an inning, that's it.
Okay.
So it does create, you know, interesting strategic questions such as, and I've been thinking about this because, you know,
so if you give up, so you come in and it's two outs.
Yep.
And you give up a base hit.
Yes.
Now you got to face two more guys.
Correct. That is correct.
But if you end the inning with the next out, you're still out of it.
Yeah, so you could still use a lefty specialist.
I understand.
But understand that lefty specialist may have to face. So the reason I say that is if I'm creating a lineup and I know that, I'm never going to have lefty-righty-lefty. I'm going to go lefty-righty-righty. Because if I go lefty-righty-lefty, there's a situation in which a team could go to a lefty to face the lefty and then potentially pitch around the next hitter to get to the third hitter, who's also a lefty.
Right, right.
So
that's
when
true.
We build lineups, like when people call up and say, hey, what should, I might even say the Yankee lineup because they're so right-handed, but for the Met lineup, I'd almost need to separate my lefties by two right-hand hitters now. It used to be go lefty, righty, lefty, righty.
Right, every other one.
That's how I would think of it.
Right.
So
right.
If I'm the Mets and I can't, like, I don't want Michael Conforto and Robbie Cano facing lefties, I would put two right-hand batters in between them so you can't employ a strategy like that. Because think about it. Runner on second, two outs. You go to the lefty. Doesn't get the lefty out. But now there's second and third. He gives up a double. You could always pitch around the righty to get to the next hitter. Or if there's one out and he gets the lefty out, you could intentionally walk the righty to get to the lefty.
Right, right.
Giving myself.
You make
headache.
It a little too complicated.
I'm sorry. Well,
you're starting to give
me
a headache.
But, Joe, it's too complicated.
No, I understand.
It's going to happen.
No, I get it.
I'm not making stuff up.
I didn't say you were.
What's going to happen on April 7th?
Oh, my God.
This is all going to occur.
Now, what other new rules do we have?
All right. We got some good ones. Literally, I'm not being sarcastic. Active roster limits from opening day
now, right?
Through August 31st and including the postseason will increase from 25 to 26.
And there's going to be no more September call-ups, correct?
Well, but a couple of things before we get to that, because there is a change with that. In addition, clubs will be permitted to carry a maximum of 13 pitchers. So even though you've got 26 on a roster, it's not like
you can't carry more than 13 pitchers.
Correct.
Top.
That's the ban.
Half your team can be pitchers no more.
Right. Okay. So it'll go 13 and 13, probably for most teams, if I had to guess.
Right.
Maybe some teams will go 12 pitchers. Here's the September changes you were alluding to. From September 1st through the end of the season, including any tiebreaker games, obviously, all clubs must carry 28 players on the active roster.
Okay, so they only get two more guys.
That's it. In addition, clubs will be permitted to carry a maximum of 14 pitchers. So, again.
So, now it's half again.
Right.
Okay.
So, you're not going
to
have.
You don't have to carry 28, but you could carry up to 28.
I think everybody has to carry 28.
Oh, they have to. Okay.
Yes,
it has to.
Under that impression.
Okay.
Because in the past, some teams would carry 37 guys.
Oh, no. It was ridiculous.
And some guys would carry 29.
Right. No, it was absurd.
So, I think it has to be the same. So, I have to admit, for a commissioner who overall has done a really, really bad job, love the September roster change.
Yeah, that's much better.
I'm fair.
No, that's much better.
The two-way player designation. I know this isn't that important because it really affects who
two-way
Michael.
Two-way player?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like
a guy who
Ohtani?
Pitches. Ohtani and Michael Lorenzen. Remember the guy with Cincinnati with the big arms?
Right.
Big arms? He's impressive. Players who qualify as two-way players may appear as pitchers during a game without counting towards a club's pitcher limitations because they are banning, they're trying to restrict position players from pitching. So they don't want position players pitching. It's something that we've seen a lot of over the last few years.
Well, I've seen it forever.
But more so recently.
Right, okay.
Of course, we've always seen it forever.
Right,
you're 100%
right, right.
But we see it more now. Any player may appear as a pitcher following the ninth inning of an extra inning game or in any game in which the team is losing or winning by more than 6 runs when the player enters as a pitcher. So they're trying to keep position players from only pitching.
In total blowouts, pretty much.
Or, hey, it's the 17th inning.
Right.
This is obvious. For the doubleheaders, they'll have the 27th player. You know how they have 20?
Yes.
Give you the extra
right.
And this is the other change. For pitchers, it goes back to 15 days. Injured list, DL, whatever you want to call it, from 10 days. Position players remain at 10.
Okay.
Which makes sense because it was so easy to just place a guy on the injured list.
You're not pitching. You're pitching every fifth day anyway.
Right. So that's a smart move. And now for challenges.
Or for starters anyway.
Your favorite thing. I know you love challenges.
No.
It's down to 20 seconds from 30 seconds where managers have to make the decision if they want to challenge.
That's never upheld.
I completely agree.
It's never upheld.
It wasn't upheld for the most part.
Nope.
You could talk about it all day. Oh, we're moving it to 20 seconds. It really isn't upheld.
No.
So overall, my only real issue
is the
three batter
rule.
Yeah, I think it's horrible.
Yeah.
I think it's horrible. And I understand.
Better than picking your own teams to make the playoffs. Better.
Here's the problem.
It still is better than that.
This is a brilliant way to negotiate. I'm so anti-DH, right? If you just offer me a horrible idea, you'll get me to come to the table and say, all right, throw that idea away, and I'll take the DH.
Yeah,
it's
but you wouldn't. You wouldn't make that deal for this dumb playoff thing, would you?
No, I just said I would take the DH in the NL over the dumb playoff idea. And I don't like this three bat. Believe it or not, Ernie likes it.
You like it, Ernie?
Love it.
I'm stunned by it.
There's nothing to dislike about it.
I'm stunned, Ernie.
Why?
Well, because it's
you can't, if you're a lefty and you can't get righties out, get out of the league. You shouldn't be here anymore.
But it's a strategy.
I need a lefty to come in here, walk a guy, and the next guy's got to come in?
I understand.
Have 5 pitching changes in an inning? Tony La Russa ruined the sport with this stupid thing. Lefty, righty, lefty, righty. It's enough.
But it works.
I watch 300 games a year. I'm sick of it.
But it works. See, here's the thing.
I agree with it. It works. I also hate it.
But it's – no, and I understand. It's similar. I bring it back to you, Joe, saying, you know, I don't like the fact that the NBA is relying on threes. And I say, hey, it's a strategy. I mean, what are you going to do, legislate it by saying you can only take a certain amount of threes? Isn't that kind of the same thing?
Joe, I like old school baseball. You just bring in the guy and he just pitches.
No, I understand.
You don't go to the next lefty and then you got righty.
You don't have to convince me
that. It's ridiculous to have one guy whose only job is facing lefties.
No, I understand.
But you're legislating it, right? So let me ask you this. You don't like that the NBA relies on threes. Would you be in favor if I said to you, new rule in the NBA, you can only take 23s a game?
No, you can't do that.
Right, because you're legislating a strategy.
You can't. No,
but I don't think that's
the
same thing. That's completely changing the sport. This isn't changing the sport.
Yeah, it is kind of changing
the
sport.
That's not getting lefty.
You're telling somebody how many shots they can take from certain areas. That's absurd.
You're telling the manager how many batters a reliever has to face. That's pretty significant,
too. Yeah, but it's a different.
That's not legislating the sport.
The game is so different, though. They're two completely different games.
No, I know that there's no perfect comparison, but my point is you're legislating a strategy. You don't like what Tony La Russa started many years ago. But you know why teams continue to do it? Because it works. Because lefties have a better chance of getting left-hand hitters out.
Right, it works. It's also boring to watch. It sucks sitting there watching a game. Righty comes out, gets a guy out. Okay, now we go to lefty. He gets a guy out or doesn't, walks him.
Yeah,
now here comes the righty.
That is
he gets a guy.
Painful.
Okay, lefty back
there
in.
You're
sitting there for a 20-minute inning for 4 batters.
I understand, but it bothers guys like Joe that every other shot is a 3-point shot.
Does
they may not like to watch that either. So, again, want to legislate that?
Yeah, but I think there are a lot of people who like the 3-point shot. I don't think people enjoy sitting there watching 5 pitching changes in an inning.
It's a different kind of game than baseball. It's so different than basketball.
No, I know. No, it's not a perfect comparison. I'm just saying that you're creating rules to legislate strategy. And I'm just not a big fan of that. I'm not trying to tell you, Ernie, that I love a million pitching changes. Why would I? Why would I love the commercial break or when I'm at the game just staring down at the field listening to what music the reliever comes out to? I get it. But it's the game. It's the game of baseball.
Which has become the game of baseball lately.
And it's
before Tony La Russa wasn't the game of baseball.
But you know what?
This wasn't happening in the 20s and 30s and 40s.
That's the last 30 years then.
Yeah, but it's become the game of baseball lately. It's not part of the game's fabric.
Okay, the fabric. The DH wasn't a part of the fabric,
right,
either.
But to get rid of it isn't some great, you know, heresy here. I mean, we're getting rid of lefty relievers. I mean, I don't care about lefty relievers.
Yeah, but you're also, you know, I got into the woods for two, or the mud for 2 seconds about, hey, I got to shape my lineup a certain way. That's going to happen. Like that, there's going to just have to be a reaction to that.
I know that.
We're still going to talk about it.
But at least he faces three guys now.
Would you be okay if the roster said 10 pitchers, not 13?
As a way to try to legislate
Correct.
That way?
Correct.
I would have much less of a problem
yeah.
with that.
No,
First of all,
I would...
that's the way baseball used to be.
Yeah, right, right.
I get why they can't do that, but I want to be fair about this. I don't like it. I've made that clear. I've given my reasons. I will be very open-minded when I'm at these games and watching games. Maybe I will
Maybe
actually
will
come
like
to
it. You. What might you see it? You might like it.
I may.
You
I may come back and say, boy, I got to tell you, I was wrong. So I am open-minded about it.
You were against the catcher minimum or maximum going out to the mound, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
The six mound visit max?
I was against the intentional
Have we ever seen where they've gone beyond six? Has that ever happened?
No, but it used to before they put the rule in.
No, but these guys would go out there 12 times a game,
and it was killing the game.
No, of course.
We weren't keeping track. I was not against. I was against eliminating the intentional walk.
But I think as we look back on it, it was a good rule now, right?
I don't think it's a good rule. It doesn't bother me that much. That's what I would say. I don't get annoyed when I see them point.
Oh, I used to get annoyed when I'd see Wilson Contreras go out there 4 times in an inning.
No, no, we're talking about different things, bro. I'm talking about the intentional walk, not the visits to the mound. I never had an issue with limiting that. That's okay. Well, we're going to see how it is.
One thing you're going to see now is that the leaf pitcher will come in to do an intentional walk instead of the starting pitcher.
That's a very good point.
Because that'd be one batter that he's pitched to now.
No, that's a true.
That's a good roll over.
That's a cheap, that's by the way. He's not throwing pitches.
That is a
But that will be done.
I understand, but it is a cheap.
Joe, do you think that's the best point Dove has ever made on the air sports related?
It's up there.
It's one of his
great points.
That is so geeky you thought I would have come up with that.
No, that was... That was a great point by you, though.
He's so right about that, though.
He is right, and it will be done like that.
Why wouldn't you?
Of course,
it's not a cheat. It's what you're supposed to do. Come in, you know, throw the intentional walk. Right. Now it's a two-batter minimum.
Right. I just saw Ryan Buchter was complaining about this rule. Like, how about, you know, Ryan Buchter, just be better at pitching, okay?
Come on. Guys have
be a
groomed,
better pitcher.
But Ernie, guys
get
have become
out.
Groomed to only face lefties.
Yeah,
you know,
that's the problem.
And we groomed the hitters to hit up the middle. Now what? Now there's a shift and there's a shortstop up the middle.
But that's strategy
changes.
Baseball
changes.
That's strategy changes, not rule changes. You're legislating change. I'm not a fan of legislating change.
I'm fine with legislating it if it makes the game better and it makes it more enjoyable to watch.
Let's see if it makes it
better.
And
I watch as many games as anybody.
Yeah.
Don't you hate just sitting there watching 4 pitching changes?
I'm not going to say I love it, but it's also not something that I believe I should legislate. I believe the game should be the game. I'm not a big fan of putting rules in to try to change things one doesn't like. That's all I'm saying. But I'm open-minded. I always am about this stuff. I'm going to watch. I'll tell you. Maybe I'll end up loving it.
Anyhow, playoff format still stinks.
Well, that we all agree on.
Oh, the playoff format's a disgrace.
What a great point by Dove, though.
Oh, yeah. Man, wow.
Bringing it to the table.
This is what happens. This is what happens when he's out of day.
Yeah.
So he's going to be out tomorrow, too. Could you imagine the point he's going to have the next day?
I can't wait.
Oh, he's out Friday, too. That's right. You're out.
So by next Monday, we have to get something.
Oh, my God.
That's right. I forgot. That's right. You're not here Friday.
Today's a visit, really.
Yes.
It was nice of Dove to come to him. At least he brought something to the table.
He really did.
How about that?
It's a great point.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.